Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
The jury has been seated for the Trump trial. And I'm going to tell you, folks, it is loaded with left-wingers who lied to the court to get on it. Now, we're already seeing, folks, this is why the founders never intended for presidents to ever be tried by people. Because it's impossible. It's politically impossible. They only intended for them to be tried by a jury of their true peers, which would be impeachment. You see what's going on with these jurors? Okay, so we've got one clear left-winger who appears to have attempted to lie his way on the jury. Juror number four. Selected, sworn in on Tuesday. Remember, they have this whole questionnaire. Hey, can you be fair? Did you support this person? Are you politically active? No. You ever been arrested? No, not me. Arrested for tearing down right-wing political posters. Yeah, they lied. Lied to get on the jury. And why wouldn't you do this? Think about this. I mean, book deals. MSNBC is going to love you. You're going to do a round of interviews afterwards. You're going to be famous. 85% of the people in the jury pool there in Manhattan voted for Democrats, right? So you're going to be like a rock star if you could put Trump away. There's no way around this. It's impossible for the man to get a fair trial. Not that even he should even be tried at all. So after that came to light, the arrest for ripping down right-wing political posters, juror number four was excused. But I actually think the other case of the other juror who's out the door now is even more interesting. Juror number two, the way it's being reported, admitted she could no longer be fair. Well, why couldn't she be fair? For the exact reason I have predicted. Because of the description of her, family and friends figured out it was her and start texting her. They started texting her. And what are they doing? What is that? They're, get him. Oh, you're at the Trump. We hate Trump. See, once they realize, when you're living in a blue area, again, where the jury pool voted 85% for the Democrats, the intimidation factor, friends and family, is going to be massive. Okay? You got to understand where these people are. You got, they're not just Democrats, okay? Because Democrats used to be able to hold fair trials in their territories, in blue areas. They cannot anymore. Why? They have been so lied to and weaponized by the media that it's no longer, hey, I'm right wing or left wing. Hey, I like the right. Hey, I like the left. It's, did you know if Trump wins, Putin will complete his coup of America and Putin is Hitler. They think, never forget, these people are psychologically scarred and damaged by their lying media. Their lying media has convinced them that Putin, who is, of course, Hitler, came very close, this close last time to effecting a coup and destruction of what they think is their democracy. They live in a republic, but they don't even know that. And so they believe this is an existential matter of survival for them. They think they're going to be ruled by Vladimir Putin if they don't stop Trump. Of course, people get real news like us. And Yuri Berliner at NPR, as he wrote in his piece about how NPR lies, the way the rest of the media does too. Oh, hey, Hillary just made up Russia collusion. Yeah, Putin was never going to take over the country via Trump. Putin and Trump never even had any communication. Not so much as a damn dime ever exchanged. As opposed to, like, you know, the $30 million that Biden took from the Russians. Well, his family anyway. Kind of without registering as a foreign agent, which is sort of a felony. Ask Paul Manafort, Trump's campaign manager. He went to prison for it anyway. If they're worried about Russian influence, they need to vote for Trump. But Democrats don't know that. And so you're sitting on that jury. All your family and friends are going, come on, this is an existential matter of survival. Our democracy or whatever the heck they think it is on the line. I mean, Putin's going to take over. Putin's stooge is going to, they don't know that the whole thing was debunked by Mueller and 30 FBI agents who were supposed to take Trump down but couldn't do it because he was innocent. They haven't even heard or read, I bet you, Yuri Berliner's piece for NPR where he went, wow, we lied to people about Russia collusion for like a year and a half. And then when we realized it was fake, we didn't tell them. These people are scared to death. Think about it this way. Suppose no less than Hitler was sitting there in front of you and you could try him. You could put him away. You could keep him from ever getting power. Would you do it? Would you even care what the facts were? I wouldn't. Would you? And you shouldn't. If you could put Hitler away, you could stop Hitler. That's who they think. Their media is that crazy. And so look what's going on with juror number two, a woman who lived on Manhattan's Upper East Side and works as a nurse. She says she has concerns about being fair and balanced. Why? Her family and friends are all texting her. They're all telling her. They're texting her. I guarantee they're all liberals. How do you even go home? How do you go to work if somebody finds out who you are and that you could have stopped Hitler, but you didn't? This is where the left-wing mentality is. It is brainwashing, and it's brainwashing that's been done not just by the mainstream media who lies to them, but by no less than the FBI and our intelligence agencies. 51 intelligence heads said, well, that's Russia disinformation right there. That Hunter Biden laptop. No, those crimes, more than 400 documented on it. Those aren't real. Russia made those up. I mean, these are people who've been watching the head, a former head of the CIA, John Brennan, go on their media and lie to them about the existential threat that they face. They're scared to death. They're idiots. But they're scared to death idiots. Our founders knew this was impossible. And yet it's happening. Fair trial by a jury of your peers, especially given the propaganda that these poor people have been exposed to, these leftists.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.